Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1106, visible translated text is as follows. Witness identifies various portions of factory from the factory model, defendant's exhibit 4. There is no lounge, sofa, cot, or bed in the whole factory. I found two boxes down in the basement in Clark Woodenware, side of old dirty, rotten stuff. Too dirty and rotten for a human being to rest upon. It's boggy in there. They had on top of them some dirty, filthy, nasty crocus sacks. There is no lounge, bed, sofa, or anything of the sort in the metal room. I have never seen a chair in there. I have never seen any blood under the machine that Barrett claims he found hair on. I never saw any blood on the place the Negro claims the little girl's body was lying. You can get into the metal room either from the front or the back if the back door is open. You can lock the back door from the inside. There is a crossbar across the door. The rule was to keep it locked, but a great many times I found it unlocked. It was very dark around the elevator on the first floor on April 26th. It was a cloudy day and darker than usual because the front doors were closed. It's too dark to stand on the outside and see through the elevator. I left the factory with Mr. Frank on his way to Montag Brothers. I never saw Jim Conley that day. I never saw Mr. Frank talk to him or speak to him or come into contact with him in any way that day. I have never goosed or pinched Jim Conley or jollied with him. I kicked him when I caught him loafing, and sometimes I would take a piece of board to him and he would laugh every time I did it. I have never seen Mr. Frank goose or pinch him or play with him or jolly him. No, I never knew Daisy Hopkins. I have never seen Dalton until this morning. From June 1912 until January 1913, I left the factory at 12 o'clock on Saturdays and usually came back between 5 and 6. I did that most every Saturday during the 2 years that I have been there. I may have missed sometimes, but not many. Only on one occasion do I recall that Mr. Frank said he would not be there on Saturday afternoon. I would visit the factory every Saturday afternoon between 5 and 6 to find out how the financial was for the week. I found Mr. Frank in his office on one occasion, except the one I have mentioned above. Mr. Schiff would help him on the financial. A few Saturdays I have gone there, and Mr. Schiff was not there. He may have been on his vacation. I hire and discharge all the help. I come in contact with the help 90%. More than Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank has nothing to do with employing or discharging them. On Saturday, Holloway is supposed to leave the factory at 4 o'clock and the night watchman comes on. We had no Negro night watchman there last September, as stated by Mr. Dalton. Our night watchman was Mr. Kendricks, a white man. The first time we ever hired a Negro night watchman was 3 weeks before the murder. As to who else stayed at the factory on Saturday afternoons, usually the office boy, sometimes the stenographer, Walter Pride, who cleans up the third floor. I have never known any other time but Saturday that the financial sheet was worked on, except possibly a holiday. I saw Conley on Monday. He looked to be excited, and when I spoke to him, he failed to look up as he usually does. I went around the factory that morning and looked at everybody.